It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We come to you live from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. It's the Section 4 Class D football championship game tonight, featuring 7-2 Tioga against 6-3 the Green Trojans. So set to be a great one here tonight. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales Service and Rentals. You can choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. See them online at butlerautosales.com. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, a beautiful night for football here, folks, especially compared to what we saw for the Section 4 Class D semifinals just last weekend, which was over at Johnson City High School. Very tough, windy, rainy conditions, and both these teams were able to literally weather the storm and punch their tickets to Ty Cobb Stadium and the championship game here tonight. Tioga looking to defend their title, as they were the champions a year ago. So they are looking to go back-to-back. So they are excited to play here tonight. But the lights are on. It's a beautiful setting. I mean, the temperature is perfect. The fall leaves on the hill in the background here just look fantastic. I think this is great for the fans as well. You know, the last couple of weeks have been very hard to sit through on the sideline with rain, cold, sleet. I mean, you name it, we've had it this football season. So I think it's great for the players, great for the fans, and I think attendance is going to be high here tonight. Again, Green and Tioga will be kicking things off here in just a couple of minutes for the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game, and it's our Butler Auto Sales Service and Rentals pregame show. Tim Cutting down on the field doing some last-minute research here, so he'll be back to join me when we come back. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will break this down between Green and Tioga. Going to be a great battle here tonight, folks, and a lot to break down before we have our opening kickoff. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight, live from Union Endicott High School, as it's the Section 4 Class D football championship game here tonight. I want to welcome all our listeners as well on WCDOsports.com. It's our Butler Auto pregame show, of course. There are lots of cars, over 150 vehicles, I should say, that you can choose from on two lots in Sydney. And, of course, our web stream, as I mentioned before, WCDOsports.com, is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. And I know last week, and I'm already seeing it tonight on the stream, we're getting a lot of listeners from the Tioga area, so we really appreciate you. If you couldn't make it to the game, maybe you had to work late tonight or something along those lines, you coming and listening on WCDOsports.com. I had a feeling that last week we picked up a lot of extra listeners because of the weather. I think that the attendance was down. I still thought it was very good, and big kudos to anybody who came out and sat in that last week to watch those two semifinal games over at Johnson City, because I think in the years that I've been doing this, this is my fifth year at WCDO, that's probably the worst weather I've seen in person for a game. You know, you see games on TV, whether it be college or NFL, and it's a snowstorm and just unbelievable conditions. But to be there in person and to see firsthand what the athletes had to deal with last week, it was really alarming and really tough. I mean, you look at some of the other sectional championship games that were scheduled for last weekend in Section 4, and they got moved. Soccer got moved to Monday, and field hockey actually moved up a day to Friday because they said we can't play in those conditions. So kudos to the football players putting their nose to the grindstone and playing last week, because those were some super tough conditions. Green came away with a 24-23 victory over what a lot of people were considering the top seed, the Sydney Warriors. I think, you know, Sydney is still reeling from that loss. That was certainly just a tough pill to swallow for the Warriors, who came into that game undefeated. But a great job by Green. They were down 14-0 at one point, and they were able to just chip their way back in. They scored 18 straight points, and then it was just a great seesaw battle back and forth between the two teams, and Green just had enough in the end to overcome the Sydney Warriors, and just six turnovers was too much for Sydney to get past. In our second game, we had Tioga, a 35-0 win over Walton, and it was just in dominating fashion. And I don't mean to say that Walton played poorly, because I didn't think that they did. It was just that Tioga was the better team. I thought they were great on both sides of the ball. They were great on special teams. They just were absolutely fantastic. Very, very good defense and very good offense. So they had a convincing 35-0 victory over the Walton Warriors. So both teams still warming up. We're going to pause for the national anthem. And when we come back, we will have the Tioga Tigers taking on the Green Trojans in the Section 4 Class D football championship game here from Union Endicott High School. And it's going to be a fantastic contest here tonight. One other quick side note, we'll be updating you on the soccer scores, on the soccer games that are happening tonight. The Section 4 teams that have moved on in Class D, Downsville Girls in Class C, Unitego Girls, they're both playing tonight up at Herkimer County Community College. And the D game featuring Downsville and Cincinnatus from Section 3 will start at 5:30. And then Unitego will take on Section 3's Little Falls at 7:30. So throughout the broadcast, as long as I'm on tonight, if I get score updates, which I will be updating you on that as we go. So we'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. It'll be Tioga and Green tonight on WCDO.
It's the little things people do for you that make a difference. And if you like a financial partner who does all those little things for you, then you'll like us. We take the time to get to know you. Here there's a belief in working together locally, neighbor to neighbor, to help you every step of the way in those important finance matters. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
What is variety? Variety is from dental floss to decon, from phone jacks to furnace filters. Variety is Village Variety in Unadilla, from baby bottles to back scratchers, mailboxes to motor oil. Village Variety in Unadilla, from party supplies to potting soil, shelving paper to shower caps. So, I ask you again, what is variety? Exactly. Village Variety in Unadilla. They have everything you're looking for and more. Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla, 369-9444.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Still awaiting Tim Cutting. He went down to get us some last-minute stats and everything, so I expect he'll be back up shortly. As we get you set for Tioga and Green in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship, and a special congratulations for all our Tioga listeners out there. I went and covered the Section 4 Class D Volleyball Semifinals last night. That was over in Candor, and Tioga was the 3 seed, and they, at the very end of the night, had a playoff, one-game playoff set against top seed Candor and knocked off the Candor Indians, who are a very, very good volleyball team. And so it'll be Tioga against Bainbridge Guilford from our neck of the woods for the Section 4 Class D Volleyball Championship. That'll be tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Corning Painted Post High School. And I'm going to go out and cover that on Twitter. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So Tioga and BG advanced last night. The four teams that were in pool play were Oxford, BG, Candor, and Tioga. So I just figured, hey, we got a lot of Tioga listeners listening from Tioga Center tonight, so we appreciate that, and good luck to your volleyball team as they take on BG. The coin toss is all set. Tioga is in the Michigan-style uniforms. Tim and I always think they look so sharp. It's the navy blue pants, the navy blue tops with the gold trim, gold numbers, the Michigan Wolverines-type helmet, which is navy blue, and it has the yellow stripe across the top there. Green is in the white uniforms with the black pants, the green helmets, and the green numbers, as we will get you set here for the opening kickoff of the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Again, Tioga getting here courtesy of a 35-0 victory over Walton in the semifinals last Saturday. Green nipped Sydney 24-23 last Saturday to get here. And again, much better conditions here tonight. It does not get much better for late high school fall football than this weather we have here tonight at UE. So both these teams fighting for a chance to move on to regionals, which would be next weekend, and that would be up at Cicero North Syracuse. The exciting thing is, if you could win in regionals, you would come back right here to Ty Cobb Stadium for the Class D New York State semifinals, and then, of course, in 3 weeks, you could be playing in the Syracuse Carrier Dome. So you wouldn't have to worry about the weather if you get to the dome, that's for sure. Green will receive. Nate Erickson is deep, and they will go left to right to start things off here tonight as we await the opening kickoff here from the Tioga Tigers, and they will kick it deep with Tanner Hollenbeck, fielded by Nate Erickson at his own 10, runs it right up the middle to the 30, to the 35, all the way out to the 40-yard line. So a nice little return there of about 30 yards for Green's Nate Erickson, and that's where the Trojans will start things off and their first offensive possession of the night. So again, Green going left to right. And last week, especially in the second half, we just saw a steady dose of Nate Erickson, the junior quarterback. And from judging, from watching warm-ups here tonight, I think we're going to see a lot more of that quarterback-keeper type of playbook here tonight. But I think they might be throwing the option in there, as well as running the ball with Tristan Austin, as they do here on first down. They try to run off the left side, maybe a gain of one for the sophomore wearing number 21, Tristan Austin. So I think this is going to be a fast-moving game here tonight, folks. Both these teams love to run the ball, and I just wonder how clock management is going to factor into this game here tonight if it remains close. So a 2nd and 9 for Green. Again, opening possession of the Section 4 Class D Football Championship here tonight. Erickson drops back. They got a lot of pressure. He pitches one out to the left side, and it falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Tristan Austin. And Tioga came in very, very hard. They sent two guys on the rush, including Owen Wank, who got there first. And Erickson shoveled that ball right in between them, just kind of an underhand throw almost like an option pitch, I should say. But it went forward and was well short there of Tristan Austin. So a 3rd and 9 coming up for the Green Trojans, 11:20 to go in the first quarter. And it is scoreless here between the Tigers and the Trojans. Waiting for the snap. Here's Erickson. Wants to throw on 3rd and 9. Looks over the middle. He's got pressure. Throws the deep ball down the middle over the intended receiver's head. That was Noah Kennedy, about 3 yards over him. And there was some good coverage there from the Tigers as well. So on 4th and 9, it appears Green will punt this away. 11:13 to go first quarter. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The lights are on as the sun starts to set here at Ty Cobb Stadium, one of my favorite settings to do a game. If you've never been down here, folks, definitely worth the drive. It's a beautiful facility. So Green will punt this away. Tioga will receive. and waiting back at the 20-yard line here. This will be a fair catch at the 22-yard line, and hauling it in there was John Worthing, and I'm sure we'll see a steady dose of him tonight. That was Zach Gibbon doing the punting duties. A little bit easier this week without gale force winds blowing at you if you're the kicker or the punter on either side here tonight. So here is this Tioga offense, which looked very prolific, last week against the Walton Warriors. This is Brady Worthing, the junior quarterback, who steps out to start things off with 11:05 to go in the first quarter. Tioga going right to left, again in the navy blue with the gold trim. And they'll look to hand it off on first down, and running off the left side, we'll see who the ball carrier was, as jumping off the bottom of the pile here was Owen Wenk for Tioga, picking up about a yard. And just so many good runners on this team between John Worthing, the senior, the very impressive freshman Emmett Wood, and Owen Wenk, the senior, as well. They'll actually say that he picked up 3 yards on that run. So this will be a 2nd and 7 for Tioga. 10:40 to go first quarter, scoreless between the Tigers and the Trojans. And we'll see how the pace kind of gets going here in this first quarter. So here in under center is Brady Worthing. Worthing gets the line set, wants to hand one off. A little double reverse here to the far side for Emmett Wood. And he'll move the pile forward just about 2 yards. So the clock continues to move down to 10:15 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between the Tigers and the Trojans. And the ball at the 31-yard line now. So this will bring up a 3rd and 3. Very manageable here for Tioga as they've chosen to run on the first two plays of this drive. So Brady Worthing gets the play from the sideline and looks to bring it in. Again, scoreless here between Green and Tioga, the Section 4 Class D football championship game just underway. We're about 3 minutes in. Worthing will hand off. They'll run to the outside. The Green defense is right there. And a big-time tackle coming up from his safety position from Noah Kennedy, ripped down Emmett Wood. And it'll be 4th down coming up here for Tioga. And you just don't see that very often, as I really thought Wood was going to be able to get to the corner. But Kennedy said, no way. 9:30 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, and now Tioga will punt one away with Tanner Hollenbeck. So both teams going 3 and out on their first drives of the night. Kind of the feeling out process there. Hollenbeck with a good boot here, a right-footed kick that will be fielded by Erickson. A fair catch at the 35-yard line for the Green Trojans. They will take over for their 2nd drive of the night. So again, both teams just feeling each other out in the early going. Many special sponsors helping us be here tonight for the Green and Tioga game. They include SFCU, Trojan House Deli and Catering of Green, the Eglie Machine Company of Sydney, Mirabido Energy Products and Food Stores, as well as the Silo Restaurant in Green. So a big thank you to all our local businesses that we'll be recognizing throughout tonight's broadcast. 9:15 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Green and Tioga. Here's Erickson on a 1st and 10. Scampers out to the left side. He's going to pick up a 1st down. He's across the Tigers logo at midfield to the 45, to the 44 before he's brought down. So just about a 25-yard run there for Nate Erickson. And that's the thing that gave Sydney so much trouble last week. When he gets out into the open, he's just so fast and so quick, and he cuts on a dime. You just don't know where he's going to stop. So a very good run there for Nate Erickson as Green goes left to right, and they're into Tioga territory for the first time tonight. We're scoreless, 9 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Erickson in the shotgun, wants to drop back to pass, but Tioga brings the pressure. Erickson escapes, runs to the left side, and he's going to pick up just about 8 yards here when it looked like Tioga had him dead to rights in the backfield. So another nice run there from Erickson, but, you know, in the early going here, is I believe he picked up about 8 yards. We'll see what the official measurement is. You wonder how long Erickson can keep that going here tonight, because he's their bread and butter, and it's a long 4 quarters against this very good Tioga defense. 2nd and 1 coming up. So Erickson picks up 9 yards on that 1st and 10. 8:50 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Green and Tioga. They'll hand off to Tristan Austin, gets the 1st down to the left side. He needed one, and that's all he gets, but that is all Green needed. They'll move the chains as they're across the 35 to about the 34-yard line. So again, other special sponsors for tonight's game include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as well as Sydney Auto Body, the Canine Canal Dog Grooming and Boarding of Green, as well as Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, and Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. So 8:30 to go in the first quarter. This will be a 2nd and 1. They're actually going to put a couple more seconds back on the clock here for Green, about 9 seconds And this is fun, folks. You don't see this very often in high school football. The officials are wearing the microphones like you'd see in the pros. So when they announce a call, everyone's going to be able to hear it here at Ty Cobb Stadium. So that's great as well. And so they put 6 seconds back on the clock. And Green will have a first and ten. They throw to the outside, incomplete, well over the head of Logan Kennedy and out of bounds. So this will bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Trojans with 8:29 to go first quarter and a scoreless game between Tioga and Green. And the ball is on the Tioga 32-yard line as Green goes left to right. They break the huddle. This is a big 2nd and 10 here for the Green Trojans. They need to pick up some yardage here to keep this manageable. Here's Erickson in the shotgun. Wants to throw again. Goes right back out to Logan Kennedy. On the flat on the right side, he's going to pick up the first down, down to the 15, to the 14, and he's knocked out of bounds. Green having a great drive here on their second opportunity of the night, and we're seeing a lot more passing so far tonight than we had last week for the Green Trojans. Just a little history, folks. These two teams actually met 2 weeks ago in the regular season finale, with Tioga coming out on top 41-14. So that gives you a little reference guide here coming into tonight's game. 8:20 to go, first quarter. 1st and 10 for Green. They're on the Tioga 15. Erickson drops back, throws left side. Pass is incomplete for Logan Kennedy. Hit him right in the numbers, but he went to take off and run before he had the ball, and it slips through and is incomplete. So 8:17 to go in this first quarter, and again, scoreless between Tioga and Green so far here tonight. And again, that first soccer game that we're going to be keeping our eye on is the New York State Class D regional between Downsville and Cincinnatus. That starts at 5:30, and then Unitego girls will play tonight at 7:30. So we're keeping an eye on those two games up at Herkimer Community College tonight. Here's the 2nd and 10. Erickson is going to pitch it to Tristan Austin, runs to the outside, almost gets taken down, and then does behind the line of scrimmage as he tried to run to the left side, and it was Brady Worthing who got there and made the initial slowdown, and then a gang of other Tioga Tigers went over to help make the stop, including Alex Bloss was over there to knock him out of bounds. So this is going to be a 3rd and long coming up for the Green Trojans. It's going to be 3rd and 10 with 8:09 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Green and Tioga. Two wide receivers split to the right and one to the left here for Green. Here's Erickson in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Now he's just going to take off and run, and Tioga was prepared for this one as they bring him down after a gain of maybe 1, maybe 2 yards there. And it was Austin Lamb, one of the defensive standouts here for the Tigers, that tripped them up with the shoelace tackle. So a 4th and 9 coming up here for Green. They're in 4-down territory with the ball at the 14-yard line. And let's see, looks like they're going to be going for a field goal here. Erickson will hold, Zach Gibbon will kick, and we know he's got a good leg. Waiting for the snap, it's down, the kick is up, it's got the distance, and it hits off the upright and is no good. Very, very close, it had the distance, it had the height, but it bangs off the left upright and is no good. So Green, on a wonderful drive, comes up empty with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, and Tioga will take over on the missed field goal opportunity. And boy, when you're facing the Tioga Tigers, you just can't leave any points on the board. So if you're a Green Trojan fan, that one stings. It was a great kick, and it just drifted to the left and again hit off the upright and would not go. So Tioga dodges an early bullet there, but their defense did hold strong. And now on a 1st and 10 from their own 14, they'll run it to the right side, and they will pick up, oh, I'm going to say about 7 yards here up the right side with John Worthing. And so maybe the Tigers will come alive after that little scare there from the Green Trojan. 6:55 to go, first quarter. Scoreless contest so far in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Worthing is going to hand one off. This will be a 1st down for Tioga, running to the right side out to the 35-yard line. And coming off the bottom of the pile there was Emmett Wood. He was brought down on the play, it looked like, by Logan Kennedy as well as Noah Kennedy. And so the sticks will move forward for the Tigers. And a pretty good attendance here for both teams here today, Green and Tioga. Not a bad drive for either school to get here. So well attended for this Section 4 Class D championship game. 6.5 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Tioga running the ball, their 2nd time with it tonight. And a 10-yard run right up the middle in between the hashes. Off the bottom of the pile is Owen Wank with 6.5 to go in the first quarter, and that is good for 10 yards. So the sticks will move again, and the Tigers moving the ball much more easily on this drive so far. Again, scoreless between Green and Tioga as Worthing gets the play from the sideline. Other special sponsors tonight include Delaware Sports Center of Walton, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and John Carlin of Partners Insurance, serving Shenango, Broome, and Tioga counties. Tioga here on a 1st and 10 will hand off, and they'll try again with Emmett Wood to run to the right side, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Scampering in there to make the tackle was Josh Titus for Green. Now, it's the second time that Emmett Wood has tried to escape on the left side, and Green has just got enough of a handful of a jersey to pull him down. I mean, he's just a whisker away from breaking a tackle, but good job by the Green defense to hang on for dear life. 5:45 to go in the first quarter, scoreless between Tioga and Green. This will be a 2nd and 11, and Tioga will run right up the middle with Owen Wank, and he's going to pick up about 8 yards across midfield into Green territory, brought down at the 46-yard line with a big tackle there from Green's Nate Hurlbert. Looked like a wrestling tackle there, picked him up and body slammed him, but it was after 7 yards, so a good job there by the Tigers with 5:20 to go first quarter. 3rd and 2 coming up for Tioga. First time they've been in Green territory tonight as they're at the Green 45-yard line on a 3rd and 2. They'll look to hand it off. No, it's a quarterback keeper. Good design play here, and Worthing will get the first down. Some confusion there as the Green defense collapsed, thought that Worthing had handed it off. Instead, he ran to the right side, picked up 4 yards. Good enough for a first down for Tioga. And so 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Again, we are scoreless, 0-0 here between Tioga and Green, the Section 4 Class D football championship game here today. Winner will go on to take on the winner of Section 3 in next weekend's regional contest at Cicero North Syracuse High School. If you've never been there, that's a beautiful high school facility to watch a game. And here on a 1st and 10, they'll hand off to John Worthing up the right side, slicing and dicing his way through the defense, and is finally brought down at the 30-yard line there by Green's Josh Titus. And so Tioga getting the running machine going here in the first quarter, another first down, and they're starting to approach the Green red zone here with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. So both teams running the ball pretty effectively here to start the game. I'm wondering what adjustments each side will make on defense to try to shut it down. Here's Tioga again running the ball with Emmett Wood. Breaks 2 tackles before Erickson can bring him down. They were going to have him short of the first down, and then I think Wood broke it and got over the 20 down to the 18-yard line. Good for another Tioga first down, and they're running at will right now. With 4.5 to go in the first quarter, again, a scoreless contest between the Tigers and the Green Trojans, but Tioga knocking on the door. Waiting for the snap, and under center, here is Brady Worthing. A little quarterback keeper runs to the outside, and he's brought down here by the Green defense. Noah Kennedy on the tackle. Looked like Worthing was maybe waiting for a running back to come along for a little option pitch. It never developed, and he maybe picks up 1 on the play. So actually, I think they're going to give him 2. So this will be a 2nd and 8 for Tioga with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. And Tioga is on the Green 16-yard line looking for the first points of the night for either side. Here is Worthing under center. Line is set. And Brady Worthing will pitch one out to Wood on the far side, the freshman running back, churning those legs across the 10 and down to the 7-yard line for the Tioga Tigers. And boy, just an impressive running back here. Number 23, Emmett Wood, listed at 5'9", 165 pounds. Not afraid to take it inside between the tackles. Has speed to get to the outside. Very talented back here for Tioga. 3.5 to go first quarter. We're scoreless between the Tigers and the Green Trojans. Waiting for the snap here on a 1st and 7. So a 1st and goal for Tioga. They'll go right back to Wank, and he runs up the gut. He's brought down right up the middle as he's between the hash marks there for the Green Trojans. Isaac Haddock was able to bring him down for GCS, but another run by Wank makes it 2nd and 4 as we hit 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. But Tioga knocking on the door. Very quick moving first quarter here at Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. 2nd and 4. They'll hand off and they'll run one right up the middle. and a touchdown here for Tioga. I don't know. It looked like the ball popped loose for a quick second. Either way, it looks like the officials are saying it's a touchdown for Tioga. Owen Wank will run it up the gut and put Tioga up 6-0 over Green with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. So Owen Wank, the senior, just doing the dirty work in between the tackles on a 5-yard TD run. And Tioga will go for the extra point. Hold is good. Holland back with the kick. It is up, and it is no good. They'll say it went wide to the right, and so a 6-0 lead for Tioga with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:50 to go in the first quarter. A 6-0 lead on a 5-yard touchdown run right up the middle for Owen Wank. And the extra point was no good. Just missed wide to the right. It was hard to see from our angle. It had plenty of height, plenty of distance, but just drifted to the right. Either way, Tioga a 6-0 lead over Green. Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. As Holland Beck will look to kick it deep here for Tioga, and Nate Erickson is back to receive to my left. He is on the Green 10-yard line. Picked up here by Erickson, and he'll look to bring it out again across the 20 to the 25. Erickson's got some room. He's up to the 40 now, scampering along the sideline to the 45 before he's pushed out of bounds. And that is what Nate Erickson can bring to the table, and I'm sure it's what Tioga has been preparing for this entire week. 2:43 to go, first quarter. Tioga 6, Green nothing in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Special sponsors tonight include VEP Waldron's in Sydney, Wagner Logging between Masonville and Deposit, Hardwood Hills Golf Course, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta, as well as the Silo Restaurant in Green. Green will have the ball going left to right of 1st and 10 all the way out on their own 47, so a good run back by Erickson gets them to midfield. Erickson, the junior quarterback with the snap low, is in the shotgun, has to step up, gets through the blitz, and maybe back to the line of scrimmage before he's brought down. Holland Beck was in on the tackle there for Tioga, as well as crashing the party with Alex Bloss. So that's the thing. Erickson is able to elude that first line that's coming in on the rush, but so far tonight he's been so far back in the shotgun that even if he escapes, maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage. They will say he picked up 1 yard here, so a 2nd and 9 for Green as they're on their own 48 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. It's Tioga 6 and Green nothing. Here's the snap. Erickson drops back. Wants to throw, throws over the middle, pass is incomplete, through the hands there of Logan Kennedy. Nice job by Erickson to fit it into a tight window, but Kennedy couldn't quite bring it in as it falls to the turf as we hit 1:59 to go in the first quarter. 3rd and 9 coming up here for the Green Trojans. Again, live tonight from Union Endicott High School, Ty Cobb Stadium, home of the UE Tigers. And the Tioga Tigers are the home team here tonight, and they have a 6-0 lead over Green. Here is Erickson on a 3rd and 9. Looks like he wants to go to the air, gets the snap, two wide receivers split to each side, looks over the middle, pass is incomplete for Noah Kennedy. Through his hands, looked like it was right there, but he couldn't haul it in. So 4th down coming up, and Green will have to punt it away at midfield with 1:54 to go in the first quarter. Two good throws there from Erickson. Green just couldn't quite bring it in, as Noah Kennedy was on that last catch and hit him in the hands across midfield. Maybe looked like it was just a little bit in front of him. Tough to see from the angle we're at here, but he couldn't make the catch. So Green will punt this one away, and standing deep to our right here for the Tioga Tigers is John Worthing. He'll let this one bounce out of bounds as another high, deep kick by Zach Gibbon is going to roll all the way down to the 10-yard line. It actually hit, stayed in bounds, and took a Trojans bounce all the way down to the Tioga 10-yard line. So great kicking there by Green's Zach Gibbon. 1:41 to go, first quarter. Tioga leading 6-0. And, folks, they really got the run game going on the last drive there, and they punched it in from 5 yards out with Owen Wank. Special sponsors tonight for today's for tonight's game include Sports Field Specialties of Delhi, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney, as well as the Trojan House Deli and Catering of Green, and the Canine Canal Dog Grooming and Boarding Service of Green. Here on a 1st and 10, Tioga wants to run it up the middle with Wank, and he's going to pick up 3, maybe 4 yards before the Green defense brings him down with Josh Titus. And so 1:30 to go in a fast-moving first quarter. Tioga leading Green 6-0. And so this is the pace I think Tioga likes. They like to slow it down. They are very old school, run the ball, chew the clock, try to get the lead, and dominate you physically at the line of scrimmage as well as several other positions on the field. And they'll hand it off, and they'll run to the outside on a 2nd and 5, going to be good for 5, maybe 6 yards for Owen Wank, who is carrying the load here so far tonight. We are seeing a heavy dose of Wank, and then I would say the secondary ball carrier is Emmett Wood, followed by John Worthing here tonight. Thing for Tioga is that could change at any time. Any of those three guys can carry the load, so Wank is getting the call early as we hit 1 minute to go in this first quarter. Tioga 6, Green nothing. They'll hand off to Wank. He cuts back up the middle on a 1st and 10, good for about 5 yards. Tioga going right to left as he smashes his way up to the 31-yard line. And Tioga watches that clock continue to move down to 40 seconds to go in the first quarter with a comfortable 6-0 lead. And you can just see on this Tioga team is, you know, we here at CDO, we follow wrestling during the wintertime as well, and just so many familiar wrestling names that are also on this Tioga football team, and they play like wrestlers. 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. Here's a 2nd and 1 for Tioga. They'll go right back to Wank. He hops over a defender who was coming to get him and is tripped up shortly after that, but that should be good for a 1st down. Yes, it is. They'll move the chains with 18 seconds to go in this first quarter. That was a nice play. The rush came in from the left side of the line from Green. Wank was able to just kind of hop over the line, and he was tripped up not far after that, but he only needed that one line, that 1 yard, to get to the line and pick it up. So this will be the last play of the first quarter. Quarterback keeper, and they run to the far side with Brady Worthing, and he's going to grab about 6 yards as time expires. And so Tioga to start the second quarter will be nearing midfield in their own territory. End of the first quarter in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. It's Tioga 6, Green nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Nothing gets you in the holiday spirit like your favorite traditional smells. Fresh baked cookies, turkey, cinnamon, apple pie, pumpkin pie, dirty dog. Don't fear your guests remembering that smell this holiday. The Canine Canal, located on State Highway 12 between Oxford and Green, is here to help with over 15 different shampoos, including your holiday favorites like sugar cookie, pumpkin spice, spiced cranberry, and more. We offer appointments that fit your schedule and offer early drop-off and late pickup, so you're free to go shopping. Call 373-6593 to make an appointment. That's 373-6593 for the Canine Canal on Route 12 between Oxford and Green.
New this season, the Canine Canal has 3 brand new boarding kennels that are temperature controlled with indoor-outdoor runs, security cameras, and the ability to log in to watch your dog for a small additional fee. Nail trimming and ear cleaning included in their stay. The Canine Canal, 373-6593.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Just a reminder, you can go back and listen to these games anytime on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. It's our game audio archive. It's a free download at any time. A 1st and 10 for Tioga as we switch ends of the field. They go back to Emmett Wood. He's across the 50 into Green territory, but he fumbled. And let's see what the officials say. They're going to say Green has the football here, and they're going to pick it up at about midfield, actually closer to the 45-yard line. So a fumble by Emmett Wood, and not many times that you see Tioga with a turnover. And they fumble the ball right as Wood was about to pick up a 1st down. And coming off the bottom of the pile was Nate Parker there for Green. So that could be a huge swing there for the Trojans as they get the ball back to start the second quarter now after a fumble on the first play of the second quarter. So it's Tioga 6 and Green nothing in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Here's Erickson, runs to the outside. Stiff arms the tackler, but that tackler stays with it and brings him down. Very nice play. Austin Lamb came up to bring down the tackler as well. That was Zach Warner, who got a tough stiff arm there from Erickson, but then just hung on for a rough ride and was able to rope him down. 11.5 to go, second quarter. Again, Tioga leading 6-0. Good game so far. That was our first turnover of the night. And, you know, just as we were ending the first quarter, I was ready to say that, you know, Tioga, you just don't see him make mistakes. And so Green, after getting that turnover, has to try to capitalize. Green did miss a field goal in the first quarter. That could have been their first points, but it boinked off the upright. They'll throw here, and this one will be complete across the middle for Noah Kennedy, and he'll haul that one in. It's a 15-yard pickup, and they're down to the Tioga 38-yard line. So about, again, a 15-yard pickup there as Erickson not afraid to throw over the middle, and this time Noah Kennedy is able to haul it in. Tioga leading Green 6-0. But Green, after forcing a fumble, is moving the ball here. And they are in Tioga territory. Again, starting the second quarter, we switch ends of the field. So Green now going right to left. Ball is at the 38-yard line. And Erickson is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left. Erickson drops back, wants to throw again. Flushed out of the pocket, and he's brought down. And that was the Tioga Tigers bringing the rush again. And Erickson just had no time as Tanner Hollenbeck came sweeping in from the left side and brought him down. And so I think he might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Again, he's able to sometimes escape the rush, but then by the time he gets back to the line, he's brought down. Timeout is taken here by Green. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. Tioga 6 and Green nothing on WCDL.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 10:40 to go, second quarter. It's a 6-0 lead for Tioga over Green. But Green picked up a fumble from Tioga just a few plays ago, and now Green is deep. Well, not deep, I should say. They are at the 41-yard line, just across midfield. But a 2nd-and-14 here for the Trojans. Erickson's in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion. That's Tristan Austin. Erickson wants to throw again. And Austin Lamb is all over Erickson, and Erickson has to throw it away. And that's a smart move. Did have an intended receiver over on that far side, but it flailed out of bounds. And Austin Lamb came through the line like a man possessed and would not let Erickson get away. So this will be 3rd-and-14 for Green with 10.5 to go in the second quarter. Austin Lamb got our Dynamic Defense Award last week, and he was just that. He was dynamic on the defensive side of the ball. It was excellent. He's just one of those guys. He can drop back in coverage. He's fast enough at a linebacker position. He can stay with most receivers, but he's tough enough and physical and has enough weight on him and beef on him that he can get to the line and handle some of those guys as well. 10.5 to go, second quarter. 6-0 lead for Tioga over Green. Here's Erickson with the snap. It was low, so he's got to scoop it off the turf. Picks it up, throws over the middle, and it's too high for the intended receiver, Noah Kennedy. And in coverage there for Tioga, the secondary was doing a nice job with John Worthing over the top, and I don't think that one would have been complete because Worthing was right there on the coverage. 6-0 lead for Tioga over Green, 10:29 to go second quarter, 4th-and-14 coming up here for Green, and they will punt this one away. John Worthing is standing to our left back at the Tioga 10-yard line with the Tigers leading 6-0 here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Green will punt this one away, and we'll have a flag on the play, end-over-end kick. Green trying to down this one, but it'll bounce into the end zone, and let's see what the flag is for here for, I don't know who this is going to be on, as the flag was right back near where the punt was, and we'll see what it was with 10:21 to go in the second quarter. Again, Tioga leading 6-0. and I really didn't see anything from up here. A legal motion on the offense, and so Tioga will decline that, and with it rolling into the end zone, they will take over at the 20-yard line. And so a pretty clean game so far in terms of penalties with 10:21 to go second quarter. Haven't had too many. Tioga leading 6-0. Again, a big thank you to all our listeners. I have a way to check who's on the stream, and lots of Tioga Tiger fans here tonight. So we appreciate you listening in on WCDOsports.com. 10:20 to go, second quarter. Tioga leading 6-0, trying to repeat as Section 4 Class D champions. They defeated Sydney in last year's final game. As Tioga will run it up the middle here on a 1st and 10 in between the hashes. And that was Owen Wank across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. So this will bring up a 2nd and short for the Tigers. It's going to be a 2nd and 3. Ball is on the 27. Tioga again in the Michigan-looking uniforms, the navy blue with the gold trim, pretty much the same Michigan helmet with the yellow stripes on the top. Very sharp-looking uniform. They'll hand off to the right side. Green crashing in on defense. Wank has nowhere to go this time, and he is brought down on the play there by Nate Berry. So the Green Trojans defense holding stout, and it'll be a 3rd and short coming up for Tioga. Oh, actually, officials having a little conference here. They're going to say he got just enough for the first down. I thought Berry was able to drive him back there, but he wasn't. So they will give Tioga a 1st down with 9:40 to go in the second quarter, a 6-0 lead here for the Tioga Tigers over Green. And Tioga will have a little quarterback keeper here with Brady Worthing to the outside, and he's brought down after a gain of just about 1. So the Green defense holding strong. In case you're just joining us, it's a 6-0 game, Tioga over Green with 9:20 to go in the second quarter. Green had a field goal attempt that actually hit off the left upright and wouldn't go in. Tioga came back right down with Owen Wank and punched it in on a 5-yard touchdown run. Tioga had a fumble. Green got it back, couldn't convert on that. And so Tioga gets the ball back here with a 6-0 lead, 2nd and 6 here for the Tigers. And this time they'll hand off to Emmett Wood. Breaks the tackle to the outside, good for a 1st down, dragging tacklers, including Nate Erickson, all the way out to midfield to about the 48-yard line. So 8:55 to go in the second quarter. And Tim Cutting will join us now here on WCDO. Tim, we're glad to have you along tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nate. Just listening to you on the radio as I was coming in and heard that there was a field goal attempt and a bounce off the upright. So that's why we're at 6-0.
Yeah, 6-0 game here and 8:45 to go in the second quarter. And we'll have a handoff to Wood. He gets to the outside across the 40 to the, or 45 down to the 40. And so on the drive earlier, Tim, where Tioga was able to score, this is the type of running that they had, picking off 5, 6, 7 yards at a time. And I'll actually say this is a 2nd and short as Tioga's in Green territory. And this will be about a 2nd and 1. And so, again, a 6-0 lead for Tioga over the Green Trojans here, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And they'll hand off to Worthing up the middle, breaks a tackle, good for a 1st down, down to the 32-yard line. And that running machine is working hard.
Worthing off the right tackle gets a good 1st down yardage plus a couple extra, gives them the ball right at about the 30-yard line.
And so Tioga trying to cushion this lead a little bit more as they lead 6-0. And we'll have a timeout here taken by the Green Trojans with 8:13 to go in the second quarter. It's Tioga 6 and Green nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you now on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. And it's a 6-0 lead for Tioga over Green with 8:13 to go in the second quarter. Again, some special sponsors for tonight's game, and we always appreciate all local businesses stepping up to help us out here as You know, it's not easy to get these games on the air, but NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, AL Fox Tri-Town Campus of Sydney, as well as Butler Auto Sales and West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton, as well as Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. 8:13 to go, second quarter, out of the timeout, a first and 10 for Tioga. Here's the snap, a little pitch to Wood on the far side. Wood's trying to turn the corner, cuts it back, little 180 spin, brought down at the 29.
Yeah, Wood's option toss out to the right side, and he gets about 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 7. He was brought down on the play by number 8, Nate Parker, with a real nice open field tackle.
And so Tioga moving the ball well and not afraid to take their time here on this drive with a 6-0 lead. 7:45 to go, second quarter. It's a second and 6 here for the Tioga Tigers. And here is the snap, and they'll go back to John Worthing. Cuts through, gets into the second level before he's brought down at the 20-yard line. So they're knocking on the red zone door here, Tim.
Another first down carry for Worthing, and right off the right tackle. Great, great blocking up front by the line. He doesn't get touched until he gets to the safety level. Why they're at the ball is at about the 20-yard line.
And so Tioga, again, that three-headed monster of running backs between Worthing and Wank and Wood, that's a pretty good load for any team, for Green to try to stop. It's a first and 10. They'll run to the outside. Here's Emmett Wood, the freshman, running with power. Erickson brings him down at the 10, but wow, he had a burst of speed to get through the hole.
That's the thing that I'm so impressed with this young man is, I mean, he's only a freshman, and he's just so quick with the ball in his hands. I mean, as soon as he gets it, he's almost at top speed. They are inside the 10-yard line, so it'll be first and goal to goal for the Tigers.
And so this will be a first and 9 about as they're inside the 10-yard line, a 6-0 lead here for Tioga. They're trying to add to it. They go to Wank, and he's up the middle, but a good tackle there by Isaac Haddock, wearing number 55 tonight, and he brings them down, but a good run up the middle.
Nice little run on first down by the running back for the Tigers, and Haddock made a nice tackle. Otherwise, I think he walked into the end zone. The ball is now spotted at the 5-yard line, goal to go.
Again, we'll be keeping you up to date as the New York State Class D Soccer Regional is on tonight. Downsville's taking on Cincinnatus, and then Unitigo plays Little Falls at 7:30. So as long as we're on the air tonight, I'll try to keep an eye on those contests. Boy, a big-time tackle here for Green. That's Isaac Haddock bursting through the line, bringing down Emmett Wood. What a great tackle.
Haddock on a rush blitz right there just absolutely beat the offensive line of the Tigers. And as soon as the running back was getting the ball, Haddock had a hold of him.
I think Green is saying to themselves, we need to get a stop here if we want to stay in this ball game early. And they're trying desperately to keep Tioga out of the end zone. So this will be a third down and goal to go. So it's about 3rd and 9 here, Tim, with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. And we'll see what Tioga dials up here with the junior quarterback, Brady Worthing. They're going to hand it off again, and they'll try to run right up the middle. Had receivers running everywhere. It was hard to see where the ball was, but and ball maybe goes about a yard here. Fourth down coming.
Yeah, fourth down, and we'll see what the Tigers do. I know they have an incredible kicker, so we'll be surprised if he doesn't kick it, but they are just outside the 10-yard line, so Nick Iaio, the coach of the Tigers, may say, hey, we're going to give it a shot.
This is about where Green attempted their field goal, had plenty of leg. Tim, it was a beautiful kick, just a little left and banged off the upright here. So let's see. It looks like they're going to go for it on a 4th and 11 with Brady Worthing under center. Wants to throw, and he's going to get away. Throws over the middle, and this one is intercepted here by the Green Trojans. And, boy, this guy's got some room to run up the right side, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at about the 35. That was Nate Parker who picked it off in the end zone. Big-time play there for the Trojans.
Yes, Nate Parker, what a great interception, and takes it out to the 35-yard line. What a huge, huge turn of events here for the Green Trojans. They stopped the Tigers on that drive, and they start with the ball at about the 35-yard line.
Tioga with their second turnover of the first half, a fumble at midfield, and now an interception in the end zone. And so, you know, a little surprised, I think we are, Tim, that they went for it there on 4th and 11, especially with having Hollenbeck who can kick. But I think they felt like maybe, hey, we'll fool them with the pass, but Green wasn't fooled.
No, they were right on the play, and there was a lot of defensive backs out in the end zone, and they were just watching for the pass, and they just jumped on it and got the interception.
5:15 to go in the second quarter. Green will take over, and Tioga will call a timeout. It's Tioga 6. And Green nothing. The Section 4 Class D football championship game will be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
I was right down. And welcome back. A 6-0 lead here for Tioga over Green with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. And this is the Tioga Tigers on defense now, as Green with an interception by Nate Berry, and he runs it all the way back out to about the 35-yard line. A little different look here on offense for Green, as they're going to drop back to the 25. Erickson's going to throw to the outside. It's complete to the 40. Tioga defense trying to swarm here on the ball receiver. That's Noah Kennedy, and he's brought down. Tim, that was a different look there on offense.
That reminded me of the swinging gate that Sydney used to run for their extra points. It was really odd-looking formation, and I think it took Tioga by surprise. The pass was good for about 8 yards, but the runner bounced off the tackle and lost about two, so it's we'll bring up second down and six.
6-0 lead here for Green, or excuse me, for Tioga over Green on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting. Again, a different type of look here for the Trojans, unveiling out of this timeout. Here's Erickson. He's going to take off and run now. Drops, stays, throws. He's got a receiver complete at midfield, and a great catch by Nate Parker. Good to move the sticks, and this is something we haven't seen from Green all year.
Yeah, this is definitely different, and I'm almost going to say that probably Tioga hasn't seen this either. I don't think anybody in the league has seen this formation run from the, you know, from inside the 35. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. They're into Tioga territory at the 49.
Almost that swinging gate look that Sydney uses on some extra points from time to time, but yes, it's just kind of chaos all over the field. Very hard to know where anybody's moving with the ball. Here's Erickson, runs to the right side, throws, and he has a receiver, but it's overthrown to Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy was wide open over there on the right-hand side, but the ball was just a little bit too far out in front of him.
And so basically, folks, if we can explain this for you at home, instead of just having the offensive line all packed in the center of the field, Green is basically putting a couple of guys out to one of the wings, having a couple guys stand next to the center, receivers with lots of movement on both wings, and so it's just very hard to know exactly where to line up. Now they're going to go back to a more traditional style, so it looks like they want to run a play or two out of that different formation and then go back to their bread and butter. Here on a 2nd and 10, Erickson escapes the rush, runs to the outside, throws on the run. He's got a receiver. It's complete. A big catch down at the 15-yard line by Logan Kennedy. A great throw, and he caught it with his tippy toes on the line and brought it in.
Great play right there. Great throw and catch. Erickson bought a lot of time rolling to his right side with the threat of him running the ball. Just at the last minute, just threw the ball down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 at the 15.
I haven't seen Erickson throw the ball like this all season. I mean, he's throwing on the run, across his body at times. I mean, we knew he was an athlete, but this just adds another dimension to it here. So again, here is kind of the wacky formation. So the center, if you can believe it, is all by himself. The rest of the line is on the left wing. Receivers in motion on the right side. Erickson goes to the right side, brings it down, and he'll get the first down, and he'll pick up about 5, maybe 6 yards. He's inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. It was designed quarterback keeper the whole way. Erickson got the ball, took it to the right side, outran the corner, and picked up a little bit more than got almost 7 yards. Will bring up 2nd down and 3.
Yeah, so a 2nd and short coming up here for the Trojans, and they're knocking on the door. They're down at the 10-yard line with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. It's a 6-0 lead for Tioga, but Green trying to answer. Again, 5 guys on the line are lined up to the left. The center is in the middle of the field, and Tioga wants to talk things over to try to find a way to slow this down. 3:50 to go, second quarter. It's Tioga 6 and Green 0, but the Trojans knocking on the door. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo as a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
6-0 lead for Tioga over Green, but Green has a second and short with the ball at the 8-yard line. And boy, Tim, again, just a different formation here, throwing Tioga for a loop as Green has really moved the ball well on this drive.
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you, it's, right now they're going every other play with this, so it's really confusing Tioga. Tioga was just called the timeout to set up for the wacky formation, and Green comes out in the normal formation.
Here's Erickson in the shotgun with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's the snap. Wants to hand off. No, it's a QB keeper. Runs to the outside. Erickson is in for a Green Trojans touchdown. There's the play that we saw a lot in the second half last week, and he runs it in, and we're tied 6-6.
They design it like a read option for Erickson, but it's all Erickson, folks. He runs off the left side and just takes it into the house. 6 points for the Green Trojans.
So Erickson with a 8-yard TD run, and the score is 6-6 with 3:45 to go before the halftime break. And coming on to kick the extra point for Green will be Nate Berry. So this Trojans team just won't quit here, as they don't have a ton of subs over on the far side, but they just find a way to get it done. Here is a sky-high kick on the extra point, and it is up and good for Nate Berry, and Green takes the lead 7-6. We'll take a break. Tioga with the ball when we come back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:45 to go before the halftime break. It is Green 7 and Tioga 6. Just an update in that section. Oh, I should say New York State Regional Soccer game. Downsville taking on Cincinnatus. That score is 0-0, 20 minutes into the game. That game's up at Herkimer Community College tonight. Unitigo girls will be playing at 7:30. So just trying to keep an eye on all our local teams here tonight. Soccer and football in action. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Green will kick off. A little squibber up the left side will be picked up here by John Worthing. He gets his way out to the 30, 35, 40. Worthing still on his feet, dragging tacklers out to the 44. So Tioga with great field position late in the half.
Yeah, real nice 34-yard return by Worthing on that play. He picked it up at the 10 and took it out to the 44, where the Tigers will start this possession.
3:37 to go, second quarter. This game was all Tioga. I shouldn't say all Tioga, but it felt like Tioga was having their will, moving the ball throughout that first quarter into the second. But Green has taken advantage of two Tioga turnovers and punched it in to make it 7-6. Running to the outside is Emmett Wood here for Tioga, and he'll pick up about 3 yards on first and 10.
Emmett Wood off the left guard gap and just gets about 3 yards before the Green Trojans stop him, bring up second down and 7.
And so really, you know, Green waiting and throwing some wrinkles in. And I wonder if they did that on purpose. I mean, how come they didn't just come out and use that new formation right away or what have you? But it really worked.
I guess they probably just felt that they needed to do something different. They hadn't seen it, and they wanted to show it to him and have him think about that the rest of the game.
Here's Tioga on a 2nd and 6, and we'll have a flag on the play. And I don't know if you heard me mention this, Tim, but the officials have mics tonight, so it's easy to hear.
That's pretty neat. High school football, and I can understand what the rest
of
the game is. That's awesome.
Encroachment on Green is the call with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, a 2nd and 6. is going to turn into a second and one here for Tioga. As it's Green 7, Tioga 6 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And under center here is Worthing. Brady Worthing with John Worthing in motion. Brady drops back, wants to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver. This one is complete down to the 15, dragging tacklers to the 10. And a big-time pickup here for the Tigers late in the half. Worthing finds Mason Boozer down the left side.
Yeah, Mason Boozer with a real nice pattern. Wrist ran like a little go route, and right on the money was the pass inside the 15-yard line.
So a big-time play there. Worthing's only rolled out to the pass a couple of times tonight, but takes advantage of it right there. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. It's Green 7, Tioga 6. Tioga hands off. They go to Wood on the far side on a first and 10, and he punishes the Green defense for about 5 yards.
Yeah, Wood is just doing a fantastic job off the left side. Just got outside the end and just finished off that run for another 2 yards. Got about 6 on the play. We'll bring up second down and 4.
So 2:20 to go in the second quarter. This will be a second and 4 for Tioga. They're inside the Green red zone once again, and they'll look to hand off. And this is a little quarterback keeper here for Worthing to the outside looking for the pylon, but he's brought down by Erickson at the 1. What a great fake, as the whole Green defense really thought that Wank had the ball off the middle. He got smashed, but Worthing was able to get to the outside.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the first time tonight, but they ran the option to the right side, and he held the ball for the longest time and had his pitch man right there. So Green did a nice job of stretching the play out, but at the end, Worthing took over. Took it down inside the 5.
2 minutes to go in the second quarter. 7-6 is the score. Tioga, though, trying to retake the lead. Here is Worthing. Hands off to Wank. He hits the pile hard, and bringing him down was Isaac Haddock. And, boy, it's just everybody wrestling and scrambling right along the goal line here.
I don't know how the refs would make that call right there, because there were so many bodies in there, you couldn't tell where the ball was. They do mark him short of the goal line at about 1.5.
So just, you know, inches to go here for Tioga with the clock moving down to 1.5 to go in the second quarter. It is Green 7, Tioga 6, but the Tioga Tigers are right on the doorstep. Worthing is going to get the play from the sideline here. 2nd and 1.
Want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess they're just going to go to Wank here once again. And let's see. Oh, quarterback keeper up the middle for Brady Worthing, and he's in with 1:08 to go in the second quarter. I almost guessed that, but I just wasn't quite sure. But they fooled me, and they fooled Green. They put it in. Tioga retakes the lead.
Yeah, I think Green was thinking the same thing, but the quarterback just hit a quarterback sneak right off the center and the guard and into the end zone, 6 points.
So Brady Worthing on a QB keeper is good for the TD for Tioga. They now lead 12-7 with 1:08 to go in the second quarter. So a 1 yard TD there. And let's see what Tioga decides to do. Looks like they're going to go for 2. In a very competitive game so far here tonight. Tioga currently leading 12-7, but they'll go for 2. And Green is going to jump off sides here with 1:08 to go in the second quarter. And we'll have a flag. So encroachment there on Green once again with 1:08 to go in the second quarter. Wish we were super fancy. We could have our, you know, the officials piped right into the broadcast here tonight like they do on TV. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be neat. That would definitely be new for WCDO.
Yes. I have been on broadcasts where they do that, and it's just so cool to know exactly what's going on down there. 1:08 to go in the second quarter. Tioga going for 2 after the touchdown. Here's the snap. This time they'll hand off to John Worthing. He's at the line. I think he got stuffed, though. Let's see. No official signal yet from the Zebra crew. They'll say no good. Worthing gets stuffed at the line, so it's Tioga 12, Green 7, with 1:08 to go before the half. We'll take a break on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Some other special sponsors for tonight's broadcast include John Carlin of Partners Insurance, serving Shenango, Broome, and Tioga counties, Trojan House Deli and Catering of Green, Smith Insurance, Agency of Sydney, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, as well as Roma Restaurants in Sydney and West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton. Big thank you to all our sponsors. When we get to this level, it's a lot more to put on these games, so we appreciate you stepping up and supporting all our local athletes. 108 to go in the second quarter. It is Tioga 12, Green 7, and what's been a great second quarter back and forth here between the Trojans and the Tigers. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO as the sun is really all the way down now as the lights are on, and Tioga is going to try a onside kick here, and they will recover at the 45, catching everybody off guard, and Tioga executes that perfectly.
Yeah, that took Green by total surprise right there, and the young man kicked the ball, just drilled it into the lineman for Green, and it just bounced off his hands. Tioga will take over first and 10 on their own, or on the green, excuse me, on the green, 45.
Yeah, that looked like a pinball machine for a minute as it hit off of the Green players, and Tioga was right there swooping in to pick that up. So Tioga with a minute 8 could really have a chance to go down and score here again. They'll hand off to Wood. He hammers his way to the left side, but a big-time tackle here for Green. Wearing number 55 tonight, Isaac Haddock is doing the work of a man down there.
Isaac Haddock with a great tackle right there. Actually just stood the running back up after a 2-3 yard gain. So to bring up second down and 7.
So the clock is running. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Tioga's still getting the play in from the sideline. They don't appear to be in any type of rush here. And I thought, you know, they were going for that onside kick to catch Green off guard so they could maybe take a shot here at the end zone. But taking their time, and they're still going to have some time as we hit 30 seconds to go. It seems like they'd be in a little bit more of a rush. A little QB keeper here to Worthing to the outside of the 40, 35, and down to the 32. The clock will stop because it's a first down with 25 seconds left, and so they'll have a couple of seconds to get set.
Nice little fake to the dive back, and Worthing kicks the ball out to the right side and got a good first down carry. The ball is spotted at about the 34.
Tioga 12, Green 7. Worthing wants to throw. He goes right sideline. He's got a receiver through the hands of John Worthing. Good coverage, though, by Green and Nate Parker.
Nate Parker, and then also got help over the top from Erickson. And Erickson, I think, just got his hand in the face of the receiver, and he didn't quite catch the ball.
So 17.9 seconds to go, and we see on the Tioga sideline here that Tanner Hollenbeck is warming up, and he is their kicker. So maybe that's the plan, try to get the onside kick, get as deep as you can, and hopefully you can get the field goal.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's probably going to be able to kick it. This kid was probably going to be able to kick it probably from 30 to 35 yards. So that would mean he'd have to get to the 20-ish area. So
17 seconds to go in the second quarter. They'll run to the outside with Wood. Cuts back to the 25 to the 20. Wood still on his feet. Gets down to the 15 with 11 seconds to go before he's brought down. And we'll see what Tioga decides to do here. You're right in that gray area where do you run another play? Or do you try to kick? And let's see, Tioga's going to hurry down, and I think they're just going to try to spike the ball here. No, they're going to try to run a play. They run up the middle and get a couple of more yards with 5 seconds to go, and the clock will stop with 4.4 seconds as Wood is brought down at about the 10-yard line here.
Yeah, he got good yardage on that carry right off the right center, and got about 6 yards, so it'll be second down and 4, but I think Tioga took a timeout.
Boy, just in time, because the ball got set, and then there was 4 seconds left, and then it ticked down to under a second left before they stopped the clock, so I think Tioga's just going to have a chance to come out and try to kick this field goal. In the meantime, they take the timeout, as Tim said. So, again, before we get back into it, some special sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Wagner Logging between Masonville and Deposit, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta, the Silo Restaurant of Green, Marabito Energy Products and Food Stores, the Amphenol Corporation, the Canine Canal Dog Grooming and Boarding, as well as Jessup House Building Supplies and Sydney Center. And so this is going to be a opportunity here for a field goal. Tim, how far do you think this is?
I'm going to say 26-27. It's hard to see right where the ball is, but it's definitely outside the 15 for the spot. So I'm going to say 26.
Hollenbeck will do the kicking, and on the hold here will be Brady Worthing. And let's see if they can put it through. He's definitely got enough leg. We've seen that. And a timeout is going to be taken on the field, I believe. Timeout is taken by Green, so a little icing the kicker here.
Trying to ice the kicker.
All right, we're going to step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Tioga getting set for the field goal attempt as an onside kick after they scored their last touchdown put them in good field position. They marched down about 30 to 35 yards, and now they'll be attempting what we are estimating to be a 27-yard field goal here with the senior kicker Tanner Hollenbeck. Worthing is on the hold. Hold is good. Kick is up. It's got the distance, and it is good. A field goal as time expires, and Tioga will lead at the half 15-7.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's kind of funny because they didn't get the 2 points on the conversion, but then they add three at the end of the half. So nice job by the Tigers to get the onside kick recovery and take it down and get three more points before the halftime.
Boy, head coach Nick Aiello, I mean, what a call. You get the touchdown. And then you roll the dice with the onside kick. You get it. Great clock management all the way down. Set your kicker up, and he bangs it through. That was wonderful.
Yeah, real nice to see right there. I mean, that kid's got a great leg, and I'm guessing that probably would have been good from another 10 to 15 more yards.
Halftime score, Tioga 15, Green 7 in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on CEO.